Let's go to our first guest who's created a camera that could transform the fishing sector. Chris Rodley is the CEO of Snap Group and the chair of Team Fish, a company that has created the Team Fish camera. They offer GPS tracking, satellite communication, onboard video cameras, and they also specialise in AI-driven data storage. It's high-tech stuff. Could be very useful too. Chris joins us now. Hi there.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jesse.
Yeah, good to chat to you. Where does this story begin?
Look, it starts with me and my brother in the back room of my dad's house, to be honest. And we came up with some ideas and we tested a few things, and the rest is history. We like to say we moved from the back bedroom to the boardroom a few years ago. So,
the original idea was nothing to do with fishing, right?
No, originally we put a camera on our father's holiday home to capture images for tourism and kind of promote it as a great place to stay in Hamner Springs. And we just found it got really popular. In fact, kind of 10 million people looking at it a week.
Wow.
It got used on TV news, all that sort of stuff. And the narrative goes that the CEO of one of New Zealand's largest fishing companies walked past us while we were doing an install of a camera on one of these sites and said, "Can you put one of those on a boat?"
Huh.
And the rest is history. So, yeah, we just made our first acquisition of a business in Canada called Team Fish. And they have really good positioning on fishing boats around the world, in North America and Asia and the Pacific. And it's just exciting to see, I guess, a New Zealand tech product that was the definition of grassroots kind of come out and hit the global stage.
Totally. Cameras, digital cameras, remote cameras are a dime a dozen. What makes your technology or your approach different?
Well, there we go. So, exactly. So, I mean, who makes a camera, honestly? But there's a lot of value in being able to control certain elements of what the system does. And one of those things is just robustness. Our camera is able to go down. We've tested to 2,000 meters underwater. It's purged with argon gas and pressurized and all this sort of stuff because fishing boats are about the hardest environment in the world, in my opinion. I might be slightly biased on that. And so it's really important that it functions. But the other element for us, you know, there's ChatGPT and all this exciting AI breakthroughs that are happening. And if we can assist governments in helping them to interpret, and I'm talking huge amounts of data. Like we might have, we've got about 200 years of continuous video now spinning in our system, and it's just exploding. And so there's so much there, there's so much value there. And it's all currently watched by humans, right? So there's a lot of work to do that. And if it can be supplemented and improved by AI, that's the key. And so for us, the AI actually can run on the camera itself, which is really exciting. So gives you second set of eyes, so to speak. But yeah.
What sorts of things might the AI do?
So in our use case, we help governments with basically the way that fisheries are monitored and managed now. And it's really important that governments do that to ensure that they have a sustainable stock. And so having information is really helpful. And so they actually put humans mostly. It's kind of weird to say they put humans, but they put people out on these boats and these people watch what happens on the boats. And then that data is given back to the government as kind of proof that processes have been followed, but also to help manage the fishery. And so when you replace that with a camera, it's heaps cheaper. It's an incontestable record. And there's a whole bunch of other things that you could do that you couldn't do before as well. And so things like in one of our applications where we have a trial where we are able to weigh and measure a fish using AI, just using the camera, and other things like identifying when a discard occurs and things that just make it really simple. And the benefit to the fishermen is it's less cost for compliance for them. So it's a little bit of a win-win-win.
Yeah, and if it all goes well, what sort of issues are you hoping to solve in the industry?
Well, I think it's just good information. So that allows governments to allocate, you know, it's safe to catch this many fish of this species in this location because we know what's been caught here before. And so it just information is power. And so it really helps them ensure that fish are not overfished and helps monitor things like protected species interactions, mammal interactions, bird interactions, and also great stuff around human rights and ensuring that people are looked after as well on these boats. So it's a bit of a panacea in some regards to some pretty major problems that occur, not so much in New Zealand, of course, but in developing nations, where there can be some really major and frightening human rights abuses.
Presumably, if a fishing boat is breaking some of these rules, engaging in this sort of behaviour, they'll know about it. They might not want a camera on their boat reporting things back to the government.
Yeah, and so that's where governments have rules and regulations that have to be followed. And like I said, in the past, that's been all about putting humans out on these boats. And look, I mean, it's huge efforts to do that, and very, very costly. And in some cases, again, not in New Zealand, but in other cases, there's actually dangers involved in being an observer on board a boat. So the use of technology really shifts that. But I guess the thing that really, really, really excites us is if you look at how this other ways this data can be used, as a consumer, you want to know where your fish was caught. You want to know it was fished sustainably. Maybe the fisherman does a certain thing that means that this fish is especially fresh or especially good or has been handled in a special way that makes it a better product. And so if we can kind of convert some of the data that we're using for compliance, video, tracking information, we can tell the story of the fish to the end consumer. That's what's really, really exciting us right now.
How big is this business opportunity?
I mean, we're seeing incredible growth in the uptake of cameras for compliance purposes. But in terms of the ability to kind of start to tell the story of the product, we think that's really, really significant, and could be quite a big company moving forward. So right now we have offices in the US and Canada. We're looking at a company in Australia now as well, and some people in the UK. But yeah, we feel like we're at the ground floor still, if you know what I mean. So,
you talk about telling a story. I guess the good thing is it's a story you can back up with data. There are plenty of people telling stories about their fish at the moment, and I understand those stories aren't always reliable, even when it comes down to things like the species of a fish.
Yeah, well, you know, like fishing stories, it's a saying, isn't it? Well, that's a bit of a fishing story, right? But yeah, I mean, there's a commonly quoted stat that says that 30% of fish supplied in the US is mislabeled, so it's not even the correct species. I think it'd be fair to say, and this is a little bit of a generalization, but it's fair to say that the best that we can do now is this fish was caught in the Pacific Ocean, maybe it was caught in this location. What we believe is we can actually provide details that really add value to the product, allow these guys to tell their story, and it's just 100 times more detailed, giving the consumer confidence. One of the things I find interesting is the use of trust marks, rainforest certified or whatever. You know, these trust marks that sit on product, and there's trust attached to a trust mark. But what if you could validate the trust mark? Do you know what I mean? As a consumer, would that give you more trust? Well, I think it would. Mm. And does that allow the fisherman or the producer actually to kind of start to add value to their product by doing things different? So they're not incentivized to do that now. So once you can derive more value by making a change, I think it's huge. So we're really excited.
What's been the reaction of the fishing industry? I guess the good guys will be pleased to hear about this, and in fact, anyone who has to spend money on compliance might be pleased.
Oh, completely. I mean, there's a massive compliance saving in the States. You know, it can cost sort of $800 a day to take a human on the boat, and a camera is not that much, right? So there can be quite a big cost savings in some of the more regulated fisheries. And I think in the early days, there was a real pushback on this. But now, COVID has really catalyzed a shift. I mean, you imagine if you had, you know, 2020, some random person turning up on the wharf you've never met who has to share a bunk with you. It's kind of not cool, right? So there's a real shift, and it's catalyzed this adoption of digital technology a lot quicker. So it's almost perfect timing, and it's pretty exciting to see this change happen. It's a big change.
How many of these cameras have you got out there on boats?
We have tracking equipment on roughly half of New Zealand's fishing fleet, and then we occupy between 10 and 20% of the global market now through our acquisition. And so that means, you know, that's sort of a two-year-old startup, so to speak. And we're raising money now to push to the next level, and it's pretty exciting kind of pitching some investors and hearing the feedback and people getting excited about the concept as well.
Shark Tank, eh?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Great to hear a New Zealand success story. Chris, well done to you and your family for getting it up off the ground and for succeeding so well so far.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much, Jesse. Appreciate your time.
Chris Rodley, CEO of Snap Group, putting cameras on fishing boats around the world.